Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I Por Favor with Alexia Nepola
and Marisol Patton, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, bro. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And tomorrow's my birthday. I keep forgetting.
I know. We're going to celebrate tomorrow.
That's right.
And Wednesday. And speaking of celebrations, we have another show at Doral City Place in Miami on Wednesday.
Oh, my gosh. At the Miami Improv. I'm very excited. I had so much fun at the last one, didn't you?
I did. It was our first time doing it. I'm not going to lie. I was a little nervous because I didn't know what to expect. But I was pleasantly surprised. The crowd was amazing. Everyone had so much fun. We had so much fun with them. I felt like they were just like my guests here in my living room. And then we were just hanging out.
That you had over for dinner?
Yeah. Well, actually, the Miami Improv is more that place, right? It's more like you sit down and, you know, you can eat and drink. So it's like a different vibe. You know, it's a different...
Yes. Like a dinner theater.
Setting. But I really want... all of you that want to see us to be there on Wednesday. It's going to be so much fun.
And wait, we don't have a lot of tickets left. It's at 8 p.m. And we're like, I know all the VIP sold out. And
claro, there because, you know, in Miami, todo mundo VIP.
Todo mundo rolling VIP aquí. Yes. It's true.
So thank you for all your love and support. And those who haven't bought tickets, it's not too late. You can show up. And even if we run out of tickets, we're going to find a place for you. You can come hang out on the stage.
Sit on our laps.
Right.
This, every time we make these kind of weird invitations, Alexia, we get ourselves in trouble.
I like that. I love getting in trouble.
It's going to be like a big flesh pile on the stage. Alexia dijo que we could come.
Yes.
Iba a haber espacio.
Sí, sí.
Move over.
Sí, sí, sí. There's always room for all of our beautiful fans. Mm-hmm. So I'm super excited about that. We have an exciting week and weeks and actually month coming up because we have your birthday tomorrow. God. We have the show on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Then next week, we fly out to New York City for our reunion.
Yes.
How are you feeling about that? Tan nerviosa, mi amiga.
You know what? I'm oddly calm about it. Oddly calm.
Should I be worried? By you saying that you're oddly calm about that?
No, I think you're a professional. You're going to do great. And how can we lose when we have each other, right?
You know what? I have a new love for the reunions. You know, it used to be back in the day, that I would get so nervous. Yeah. And I didn't like them.
You kind of.
But now, like every season, I'm like, you know what? I'm starting to like them. You know, just like my confessionals. I don't like my confessionals because I feel like I'm talking shit behind everyone's back. And, you know, I like to tell you in your face.
Yeah. But
so the reunion I love because we get to go back and reflect and, you know, look at everything that's happened and a lot of months have gone by and we get to kind of like face each other after we actually see each other on TV.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me. You kind of just have to freestyle it. Back in the day too, I would just overthink it. And then nothing I thought was going to come up came up. So now I'm just like, I know how to, I get asked a question on the spot all the time in a confessional. I answer it quickly and I'm done. So it's, to me, it's like being in a confessional. I would just think about it in that way now.
Except the ladies are in your face. Should I remind you of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's very different from a confessional.
Uh-huh. Well, there will be interruptions, yes.
Yeah. Because in the confessional, you're all by yourself. And here, we're all of us and Andy. So, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but actually, I'm really excited. I love our theme. We're not going to spoil it for you guys.
Oh, my God, you were about to say something.
No, mi amor. I know how much I can say. I know I got a big mouth, but I know how much I can say. But, yes. So, we're really excited. We'll be in New York next week. And, I'm going to be there doing press and doing some other stuff that are also surprises.
And you have a lot of surprises.
I'm filled with surprises and I'm really good at keeping secrets. So I guess you'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
And, ¿qué más? What else do we got going on in January?
Nothing.
Right. No, I mean, we have a lot of, you know, we have a lot of like celebrations, you know, and I feel like, it's like the last, I don't know. I feel like we start off the year really strongly. At least I like to. And I'm very excited about the new year. And then it goes by so fast, right? Then all of a sudden we look and it's like October.
I know.
We're like, and where did the year go?
It's terrible. And then it's my birthday again. And then I'm a year older. And then it's like, you know, like an old
tree.
Oh,
that's a blessing. No, that's a blessing.
It is,
we have a lot to celebrate. And yeah, I'm excited about your birthday tomorrow. I don't like my birthday so much, but I love your birthday and everybody else's.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
Steve just brought me home a big bag of vegetables. And I said, oh my God, my love, that's so considerate. And he goes, well, it is your birthday.
I don't know. Is that supposed to be funny or am I supposed to cry? Am I supposed to get mad? I mean, I don't know.
We had this delicious salad in Switzerland and he was at his vegan restaurant that he goes to every day today. And I said, ask the dude.
Espérate, lo tienes de vegan también a él. Is he also a vegan now?
Oh, no, he's always been at lunchtime. He always has a vegan lunch. He goes to the same place
mi amiga.
Yeah, you don't. How do you think he stays in shape?
Oh my God! All you people are filled with all these disorders.
Eating disorder. Totally.
You guys hate yourself.
So I take a picture of this gorgeous salad. We had the most beautiful restaurant in Switzerland, and I said, "Ask your vegan guy what these vegetables are because they were all shred and they made them in little squares.
You didn't even know what they were. I mean, they probably look different over there, no? Because they're all
natural.
We didn't
know what it was.
Yeah, aquí le meten hormonas a todo, so it's like here they like blow up.
Yeah, it was weird things like parsnip and daikon, like things we don't buy every day in a mercado. Usually we make
things that
lettuce,
I don't even
tomato,
see in
a
mercado.
Avocado.
Things that I don't even know that exist in el mercado.
Right. It's all kind of weird stuff. So I needed the guy to look at the picture and try and decipher because the menu didn't say what it was. Anyway, that's my birthday present. A bunch of vegetables.
I'm glad you're laughing about it. I wouldn't be laughing about it. But you're a simple girl. He already gave you your present, I bet you. That's why you're taking it.
I'm not concerned.
Neither am I. Well, speaking of Switzerland, how was your trip? How were your holidays? I mean, I know I saw you right before that. And then the day right after Christmas, you flew out to Switzerland.
Oh, my God. It was magical. Well, I'd never been to Switzerland.
I've never been either. I've almost been, but I haven't been.
Well, you have to go. You would love it. It's just so chic. And just like,
did you buy all your turtlenecks?
Of course I had to. It was freezing. Right. And all my boticas, I pulled all my winter clothes out.
Yeah, but in Madrid, I was in Madrid and it was very cold there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And at nighttime, people had everything out. Like, you know, I was like here being what?
Tits out?
Yeah, with the tits out and everything. Yeah,
because they're used to it. We're not used to it.
Yeah. No, I took all my turtlenecks. I took all my conservative clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I was like pasando calor because, you know, inside it gets really warm because of the heater.
Yeah. You have to layer. But it was very cold over there. I was up in the mountains and St. Moritz was freezing. Mm-hmm. And then one day we were with Steve's cousins and they're like, we're going to go on a walk. They made me walk like 45 miles and I hadn't eaten yet. You know, what? How I get like all like yes. not well if I don't eat in the morning. It was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon and I'm climbing uphill in the snow just to get a snack. And when I got up there, all they had for me that I could eat was a pumpkin soup.
I was going to say vegetables.
Oh, vegetable soup.
But that pumpkin soup is good and has a lot of vitamins.
It was good.
It was good.
But I was walking uphill, up a mountain in the snow. It took an hour and a half. I almost collapsed.
My goodness. But you know, these people do this every day. And that's why they live these long, healthy lives, because this is part of their daily routine. You know, they walk every day. They eat healthy.
I'm sure they thought I was so grumpy. I was like, how much longer? And they're like, around the corner. How much longer?
Are we there yet?
15 minutes. Are we there yet? And then I wouldn't see anything. And I wouldn't see anything. And then the snow kept blowing in my face. It was like I was... It was a lot of work.
Weather conditions, no. I don't like that. I don't like the snow in my face and the wind. What kind of shoes were you wearing?
Oh, these big, furry, techno goat hair boots. Really good, comfy and warm.
Oh, they were comfy and warm and they were easy to walk in?
Totally. Okay. Totally. But I had to work for my food.
Because I'm concerned que te hubiera podido caer también. Can you imagine going up?
What do you think? I was going to go uphill con tacones.
No, not tacones, pero it depends. You know, some shoes, even like chancletas or whatever, sometimes they're like slippery on the bottom. So like mm-hmm. You really do have to have the proper shoe.
I was fine. And then I get there and they all order this big cheesy fondue with all this bread. And I'm like, of course you're going to eat all of that in front of me. And all I have is little pumpkin soup.
But didn't the promesa thing end already and you can eat?
It had, but I still don't want
the cheese. You still didn't want the cheese? No.
No, the cheese. And hunks of bread with dripping and cheese.
Oh my God, but the cheese, the Swiss cheese there and everything else must be delicious. Yeah,
you'll have to come.
What about chocolates? Did you have chocolate?
We had some like vegan truffle chocolate.
I got aburrido. You and Boo Bear. What's wrong with you?
Just
Boo Bear?
Me. Oh, no, he ate everything. You know he does. Yeah, that was just me. And anyway, so I was going to say Brazil. Barcelona. Madrid.
Oh my God, yeah. I had so much fun in Madrid. Yeah, I thought about my mom a lot because, you know, she lived there for so many years. Yeah. And, you know, it's still now, you know, this is why I know that my mom loved the city so much and everybody that goes mm-hmm. there, because it's magical as well. You know, they have so much love for life and for fiesta and for party. You know, they're just filled with joy. Y marcha. O sea, they're like all day, like tomando copas. And, you know, it was just everything was beautiful. The food was incredible. The people, it's just.
And Todd loves it there.
He loved it. He really did love it. We had been before.
He's been before.
I had taken him before. When we first started dating, we took him there. My mom was there. And we went to different places. We went to Marbella, went to Barcelona, went to Sevilla, went different places. But now we just really just went for like the New Year's. And Johnny was there and like all my friends, you know, all his friends and my friends. And it was so much fun. I actually saw a lot of people from Miami, which is kind of scary. I was like, oh my God.
Because
they call them Ola. Like, it's just it's in style now. You know how sometimes there's a city that's like, mm-hmm. you know, it's, how do you say them?
A lot of the Swiss that we met have places in Marbella. Why don't you get a little something in Spain? You love it there. You go all the time.
I probably will end up getting something there. I mean, I was thinking of my mom the whole time and saying, I should have listened to her
a long time ago.
Right. But I talk to her every day and I tell her, Mom, you're right. You're always right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I talked to my mom today too.
Yeah. What's she saying? ¿Qué dice St. Nancy?
I didn't talk to her about Nancy. I forgot what I asked her. No me contestó. I think she's still in Switzerland. She didn't answer me today.
I almost spit the water. Our viewers are going to think we're so crazy, but anybody out there that was so close to their mom and had this special connection and bond like Marisol had with her mom and like I had
and
with my
did.
Mom.
Yeah.
They live inside of us like every day. You know, we think about mm-hmm. them every day. We like talk to them and, you know, and mm-hmm. I think it's a good thing. You know, it makes me happy and I'm sure they're happy too. And,
it brings you peace.
Yeah. And it always, you know, we're always going to have that connection with them. I mean, that's all we can have. So we'll take it.
I think something was like becoming overwhelming today. And I was like, oh, I am Elsa Patton's daughter. I'm Don Patton's daughter. They were tough as nails. If they did it, I could do it. And I don't even remember what it was, but something that I had to draw the strength from them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. They'll give it to you. Yeah. Always look for them for that because they will give it to you.
But like I said, I think she was in Switzerland. She's like,
no me joda, yo estoy in Switzerland.
I'm having cheese fondue. Yes. Don't fuck me.
I'm having what you didn't have. Forget una boba. But anyways, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my friend, we have to go on a trip together. I'm already organizing this next New Year. I already know that I don't want to stay in Miami because I never have fun here. Like I always either go like to a house party or just stay home and it's never the same. I feel like
you have the to energy go was else.
So much. I always love to travel during the holidays, especially more so for New Year's. And I think, I don't know if you noticed, like in Miami during Christmas, it wasn't as... I didn't see so many like visitors or whatever, but for New Year's, it was overwhelming. Like that week after Christmas, I felt like everybody after Christmas came to Miami to spend New Year's here. And I wanted to get out because it gets really crazy, especially like in the area that I'm in. It's
I was going to say like over there and on the beach, it's like a lot of people visiting.
Yeah.
I don't notice it so much in the
Grove. Everybody comes here for the good weather. You know, everybody comes for the sunshine and for the...
And the party.
And the warmth and the party. And then we want to leave to the cold. Because I love Christmas to be cold.
Me too.
At least we got a little bit of cold. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barata-papa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together. And that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi. I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for insuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Last night, Golden Globes.
Ooh, it's award season. It's award season. And by the way, they did say that it was cold in Los Angeles.
And I saw a lot of cold women with nothing on their shoulders. They must have been freezing.
Mm-hmm. No, today they have pneumonia. They have pneumonia. But, you know, the thing is, like, you wear those kind of dresses and gowns and, like, it looks silly, you know, to wear a coat on top. And especially if you're going to do, like, the carpet, the red carpet right away. There's, like, really no time for your handler, like, to give them, like, the coat and the thing. But right, I'm sure, but as soon, like, as they walked in, there were, like, lamps and heaters and stuff.
Don't people ever think about maybe, like, a big, gorgeous, poofy skirt and a turtleneck?
I'm sure that's done before. Yeah. I don't think it's only. Yeah. If not, you can do it when we go to our award show.
That's my, well, we get an award from Real Housewives of Miami.
Yes. Yeah, that's for sure. You know, you can start that look. But, you know, it always depends. I think that LA is very, you know, it's kind of like Miami. Like, they'll get, like, a cold front and it'll be, like, colder than usual. So I did hear that it was unusually cold. But all the ladies looked fantastic. How did you think about the fashion? What did you think about the dresses? Which was your...
You know, like, every year there's good ones and bad ones and, you know, okay ones.
If you had to pick one, like, so if you were going and there were, say, Marisol, you could pick any of these dresses that these women were wearing last night, which would have been your favorite? Which one do you see Marisol wearing?
Me, huh? Okay, so I missed half of the red carpet, but I was really impressed with the vagina dress that Gillian Anderson wore.
By the it would look good on you. That's like your kind of dress. No por nada, pero that's how, you know, it's very conservative.
You know, classic strapless. Puffy skirt. You know, the vaginas were embroidered, like, tone on tone, so it was invisible. So you really had
to look.
I thought
it was like her real vagina. Like, that's why they were calling it that. I don't know. Like, I didn't know that the dress actually, I didn't put on my glasses. Wait. Does it have vaginas?
A woman came out dressed like a vagina and you thought that's my look?
Not dressed like a vagina, but I think I thought it had something to do with that she showed her vagina. I didn't know that the dress had vagina. Why would you want to wear a dress of vaginas, though?
Well, because she's on a show called Sex Education. So that was quite clever.
Tú sabes. Oh, super clever.
So the vaginas were embroidered.
Oh my God. Eso no me gusta. I would have rather had penises instead of a vagina or a mixture. She could have done like a hybrid. Mix. She could have done penises and vaginas and boobies. You know, if you really want to make it sexual, there's a lot of other stuff, right? Not a vagina. No, que feo.
You had to really look at it to see it because it was como un guy, like white on white. So it was almost invisible.
And on top of it was white. Una white vagina on white. Vieja.
It was like a wedding. It was like, it looked like a Vera Wang wedding dress. And then if you let, you know, for like a, not a virgin, I guess.
Right. Oye, la gente, I don't know. People are weird.
That's guess what everyone's talking about it.
Well, I guess if you want somebody to talk about it, it definitely is a piece of conversation, right? To wear vaginas all over your dress. But if it had anything to do with her show, like you said, I think she could have made it more interesting. I don't know. I think
people are cuter than vaginas. Headband?
Yeah. I don't know. She could have done a hybrid, like I said, a little bit of everything. But but speaking of like showing vaginas and showing body parts. So there was an actress that actually won the award. And her boob was coming out. She had on a strapless dress.
Like Kiki?
Okay. Well, they were much bigger than Kiki's. Like huge, right? She's a great actress. God. I love her. I forgot what she won the award for, but she so deserved it.
And did she have like a... Could you see her nipple?
Yes. I was telling Todd, I'm like, babe, you got to watch. Look, every time it will come
wake
out.
Wake up.
Yeah. And he's like, it's uncomfortable. I don't want to watch. And I go, yeah, right. But anyways, but I don't know.
He knew you were going to punch his lights out if he looked.
No, I mean, I actually told him to look because I couldn't believe how no one in the table would tell her, like, you need to, like, fix your dress or whatever. And then on top of everything, you know how when they put the camera there on you, like, all the nominees? So it's six women nominees. And
you could see her there.
Nobody expected her to win. And then she wins. So the camera's like right there, like on her. And you could see the nipple. You could see like her nipple. I was
did
like,
she jump up?
She jumped
and more
up.
Of it came
and
out?
She was going like this. And I was like,
bouncing.
Oh my God. Yeah. When she
and more came out?
No, more didn't come out. So I don't know if it was like purposely like that. I think they were just too big for her dress. But you know what? Congrats because she won. And I
congrats, because you'll one.
Yeah, regardless. Congrats. But I was like, since you were speaking of the vagina thing, I was like, you know, sometimes those things happen, you know, and people don't really, you know, try on the dress properly or like really think about those things. Even us, right, that were on TV too. And after you look at yourself and you're like, oh my God, I was wearing that. I mean, you're mm-hmm. always safe because you're always conservative. But, mm-hmm. you know, with sometimes you wear a certain kind of clothing or you know, mm-hmm. that can happen. But I felt so uncomfortable for her. So that dress I wouldn't have worn.
It's a Divine or Divine Joy Randolph.
Yeah, that's her.
I don't know who that is.
If you see her face, if you see who she is, you're going to know who she is. She's a very talented actress and she's done good movies. So that's why for these things and just like for anything, fashion really makes a difference, like what you're wearing.
Oh, here we go. I see the dress. It was red. Mm-hmm. And it has like clamshells.
Oh, is that what it has? I love the color.
They look like clamshells.
I actually was going to wear that color dress to the reunion, but I'm not anymore.
It's beautiful. It's wine color.
Yeah, it's like a wine garment color. Yeah, it was really pretty.
Well, whoever sat with her and didn't tell her, shame on them, because you can't do that to your friends.
Right. Well, speaking of whoever sat with you, you know what I love about the Golden Globes? First of all, I love like the whole setting, you know, that it's very intimate. It's like a dinner party and everybody's sitting really close to each other. But I love that obviously they all sit, whoever's being nominated, like if the movie's being nominated, you know, the director and the actors and the actresses, mm-hmm. they all sit together mm-hmm. and they're all like mm-hmm. rooting for each other. Uh-huh. So I think it's like one of my favorite shows because it's so like, it's small. And mm-hmm. I feel like they're all like best friends. And if they're not, they're like faking it because they're all like, when their best friend sits next to them and wins, they're like, oh, you know, everybody's happy. Everybody gets up and everybody claps. And I think it's one of my favorite, you know, award shows. I mean, I like the music award shows because I obviously love music and I think they're funner to watch. But of the movie ones, I feel like the Golden Globes is one of my favorite.
Yeah, it's very glamorous. I love the Oscars, but I just kind of fast forward to Best Supporting, Best, and then Best Movie. Yeah.
I mean,
Best
I think actor, it like overlaps, actress. Right? I think for these two shows, it's always like the same nominees, actors and actresses, and the movies. I mean, the movies of the year are Oppenheimer and Barbie, which didn't really win anything at the Golden Globes. But, you know, in the box office, it did. I mean, it made a lot of money. Mm. So, like, do you want the award or do you want the money?
Well, both is good, but money's better.
Right. No, I mean, obviously, they're both good. But speaking of that, I loved what Margot was wearing.
She killed it
with her Barbie pink, just like the doll.
Yeah, yeah. That was a vintage Barbie dress design.
It was. But I don't know who was the designer that she wore. I'm not sure.
Maybe someone just, you know.
I wanted to know who the designer was so he can make it for me. No, I'm kidding.
She already wore it. You need a new design.
It's so cute. But anyways, I loved what Jennifer Lopez was wearing. She was mm-hmm. in Nicole and Felicia Couture.
Bro, I don't know. It looked a little Ricky Ricardo with the like things on the arms.
Conga,
The conga, The rest of it was... nice. I mean, I get it. I would like.
You know who
Margot
was wearing? I have it here. She was wearing Giorgio Armani. Viste?
Oh, no wonder I liked it.
What did you think? That a little rinky dinky designer had done her dress?
Una costurera.
She's wearing Giorgio Armani Privé. And obviously, the sketch is from a Barbie doll, but he killed it. And she's so perfect and so beautiful.
She really is.
She looked gorgeous. But, you know, I love Jennifer in pink. I mean, I feel like anything she
pink
wears...
Pink is a good color for women.
I love the soft color. Pink. And I loved the design. I loved her hair, makeup.
Hair looked good. I would have put the flowers on the skirt, maybe. And just had it simple in the front and down.
No, but it needed to be dramatic. It needed to be dramatic like that to be a statement.
No sé. A mí no me obedece. And no. Selena Gomez, she was wearing Giorgio Armani. No. She's not. What is she wearing? I think she wore Giorgio Armani also.
She also wore Giorgio Armani.
I didn't love it. It's a pretty dress, but it didn't fit her well.
No.
It's a problem. Yeah. She needed to wear something else.
And I don't really see that it's like a Giorgio Armani, right? It's como like he broke his mold. I don't know. I didn't feel it either. I love her nail color because I'm wearing it as well. Selena's nail color.
Oh, is that her nail polish you're wearing?
Yes. No, not her nail polish. I'm saying that she has the same tone as me, which is like a dark Malaga wine.
It's like that vampire Chanel.
I loved her jewelry. I loved like her hair.
I think it would the dress put on the someone that would it would fit better, like on the right body, it would look good. It
you just know, I think what happens is what happens is like what I said, even like that other actress that I talked about that her boobs were coming out, that they, you know, they make these dresses specifically for them, but then they really don't try them on till maybe the day of or the day before when it gets actually delivered to them or to the room. And then it's kind of like too late. And then that same day, you're like too worried about doing like your hair and makeup, preparing like your acceptance speech if you think you were nominated and you're going to win. There's so many other variables going on that day that you're like not even so much into your dress anymore. You just like put it on and you go.
I don't know, man. I would have been a little more hyper-vigilant about my fit.
Yeah. Is that why you're going a day earlier to New York?
That's
right. That was my idea.
Yeah.
I was like, what? You're having a dress made in New York and you haven't tried it on? You're crazy. Uh-huh. You need to get there like a day before. God forbid it doesn't.
All right. Well, that was
just
a very
in case,
good idea.
I have two backups because you know me.
Uh-huh.
But I'm obviously bigger than you.
It is what it is.
Yeah. I actually had three. So I'm going with my two backups.
Barbie.
Yeah. Barbara in vez de Barbie.
So, you know, I really like the dress that Dua Lipa wore.
Oh, I didn't even see really Dua pretty. Lipa.
Really pretty.
Dua Lipa. What? Where is that her? Oh, here. Oh, okay.
So it's really beautiful. It's kind of classic.
It's gorgeous. Look, that could have worked for us.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's you could have worn that. You could have worn that.
Anybody, like her, I mean, yeah. Sorry?
No, I was going to say like her hair color and her jewelry and everything.
I mean, I wouldn't have worn a necklace with it, but.
Yeah, it's a little too much.
Yeah, I would just like she doesn't need anything. A beautiful bracelet, some studs.
Well,
she
has
a humongous ring because we love a humongous diamond ring.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Let's talk a little bit about the guys. And everybody's been talking about Timothy, yes, and this other guy Barry. They're both in Louis Vuitton. Louis Vuitton is killing it. I love Louis Vuitton. I love
Barry Keegan
for Louis Vuitton for men. He's wearing
Timothy
Celine.
Timothy Chalamet was wearing Celine. Yeah. Apparently.
No.
I don't like this, either of what the guys are wearing. No. I like a classic James Bond man.
Yeah.
It's,
you know, I think these award shows and stuff have changed a lot, but like you, I like traditional. And I think they need to keep it, you know, classy and traditional. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I feel like the men can get away with anything. I feel like it's harder for the women. You know, I don't know. I think like all the women pretty much, you know, do wear a gown and do dress up for the Golden Globes. But the men, you know, they don't want to get boring. You know, the men are so classical. It's always like the same thing, the tuxedo. So they try to change it up and then they screw up.
I know. That's the problem. They try to change it up and they screw up. There's only so many things they can do.
Well, speaking of Timothy, there was a lot of gossip. There was chisme going on with Selena and Taylor.
Yeah, what the hell was that all about?
Well, fans think that Selena asked for a pic with Timothy and Kylie Jenner said no.
What do you think about Kylie saying no?
I don't know. I mean, I thought they were all friends, right? They're all like in the same circle, in the same age group. But what do I know? That's not my age group, so I don't know too much about them.
Listen, we got a circle of friends that it's not always working out either. You know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I saw the video like everybody else saw with Taylor and Selena and the other girl were seen like huddling close together while they were whispering. And then their wide eyes are to each other from their seats at the Golden Globes. But
it looked like when you and I talk, we were like chismeando.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, oh, no, they were chismeando for sure. I mean, the eyes say it all. Their mannerisms, their body language, you can see it.
You know what they need to do from now on with people who are after these award shows? No. They need to microphone everybody. Put a mic on them so we can know what the hell's going on.
Oh, okay,
and they can
Mr.
make
Producer.
A whole show about it. Yeah. Mrs. Producer.
Right. Yeah. You can, can you imagine you can do like a whole show after that?
Yeah. That would be great.
I remember I suggested that when we were at BravoCon and we were in Angie's show at night At the award show. Actually, it was an award show. It was Andy at BravoCon. Yeah. Andy Cohen did an award show this year, one of the nights, and it was so much fun. And you can see like all the girls, like Marisol and I, were sitting next to each other. So of course we had a lot of things to say. And then Chanel, and who else was sitting next to Chanel? Teresa Giudice was also in the same front row like us. And on the other side, Caroline and Kenya. I mean, so everybody was chimeando. And I was, and I told Marisol, I go, it would have been epic if all of us would be mic'd. And then they can hear all the shit that we're talking.
Oh my
we're
God.
Talking. Because of course we're shit talking. That's what women do. That's what everybody was doing.
Well, we get paid to shit talk.
Right. So estamos chimeando, just like these girls were chimeando. You know, you know what the difference is, Marisol? That they're like 30, 20 something, 30. And we're like 50 something. But whatever, we still do it. No, no, I'm just saying that's funny, but like, I'm not criticizing them because we do that at all ages. I mean, women do that at all ages, right?
Oh my gosh. Yes, of course.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think they're so cute. I think Selena Gomez is so cute, and Taylor. Mm-hmm. And I love that she was just like, you know, she's so enthusiastic, and she like went up to Taylor, and you know, and she just like wanted to like spill the tea, you know, cuando tú tienes un buen chisme. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to tell you. I'm like, oh my God.
Selena es una buena Latina, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Going over and saying, oye, escucha esto, escucha.
Tuviste, mira.
Tuviste eso, aviso.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. En McDonald's, participantes por tiempo limitado.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcast.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita prevnar20enespañol.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
So, I have a question for you.
Let's
assume
questions.
That the speculations are true and that Kylie told Selena that she could not take a picture with Timothy. How would you feel? For example, if there's a fan that comes and says, oh, can I take a picture with Boo Bear? And you come out and you say, no, I'm sorry, he can't take a picture with you.
So wait, so these girls are our friends or they're not friends?
Well, it doesn't
matter.
Because
you said they are and I don't know. So I need to know some backstory. Maybe Kylie has had beef with them, and or maybe one of them stole a dude from them, or she's had problems with them before. We don't know. So maybe there's a little something behind that. Or maybe one of those girls had a crush on Timothy and she knows it and she's keeping him close.
You have an investigative mind. Also, she thinks que Selena le va a tumbar el tipo.
I don't know. We do not know. Maybe she's been texting him at night. Right. And Kylie found the text. And she's like, you can have a photo with my boyfriend. We just don't know.
Right. No, I mean, that is true. We don't know. Right? I mean, we don't know. All we know is que estaban chismeando. And I do know, and we do know that J-Lo had a good time with Ben. Thank you, Ben, for behaving.
Really? I saw a picture of him on Instagram that he looked so unhappy. And there was like 3,000 comments.
I'm sorry. That's people that just want to make it a joke already. I want to pick on these people. J-Lo had a smile from here to there. And Ben was also smiling because I looked at Todd and I said, look, babe, look how much fun they're having together. And they're laughing with each other.
Finally.
Oh, mentira. They have fun. You know, they just people, haters, you know, are the ones that make up, put all these things out there. And then people that are so miserable with their lives add to those comments, you know, instead of like focusing on their lives and their relationships, they want to give advice and make comments on other people's.
Well, it is a running theme for a long time. And most people do agree that he just doesn't look happy.
So. Well, I don't know what happy looks on him. I think he's always been unhappy because when he was with Jennifer, he was drinking and smoking and the same thing. And what is happy? I mean, just because you come out of your house and God knows what happened, or you see a stupid paparazzi out there that you don't want to see, they're going to get you with a bad face. That doesn't mean you're unhappy in your marriage just because you don't want to see the stupid paparazzi that's outside your house to take a picture from you.
I leave my house whistling and skipping every day and singing with the birds.
See, because you have a vodka before you go, maybe, but...
You're such an asshole.
No, I'm just saying. No, but it's not right. Honestly, think about it, Marisol. I mean, it's like a picture...
He should make an effort to smile more so people stop saying that.
Okay, he doesn't care. That's what I love about him, that he really doesn't care, and neither does she. And that's what you have to do. That's my goal with you. Like, I want you not to care. Who cares Joey from Iowa says about anybody or whoever that doesn't even know us, or all those 600 comments, 3,000 comments?
Why are you directing that towards me? I don't care about anything.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, in general, that people care too much about these comments. And people are always going to say things that...
Of course.
That, you know, that hurt other people, unfortunately. And that's why when you're in the public eye, you just have to...
Yeah,
you just have to grow thick skin and ignore all that because you don't want to be reading all that. And that's it. There's a lot of miserable people. Okay. Well, talking about the Golden Globes, what did you think of the Taylor Swift joke? I mean, you know what? Between you and I wanted to ask you that. How do you feel about a comedian, you know, opening the show and kind of hosting the show and also roasting the audience? I mean, that's his job to do that, and he is
They've been doing it forever.
Do you like and that? You know, sometimes it strikes me. I'm going to tell
sometimes
you the truth.
Sometimes they cross the line, and I mean, I think you need to expect it. And you know, sometimes you're going to like it. Sometimes you're not. Sometimes they say some really horrible things that like are Will and Jada. Not cool.
I mean, look what happened with Will and Jada. I mean, they're obviously, you know, that's not going to happen again.
Right. Right.
But I can see how it could get personal, right? And it bother you when they pick on you. Like, you know who I thought last night was really unusually, like, super pleasant and happy and, like, took the joke and everything? Robert De Niro. But he's a class act. He's a professional. I don't want to say star, but, like, what he's been, like, all his life. So he just, goes with it.
Even if it bothered him, he wasn't going to make us, like, he was going to keep a poker face. Yeah. He wasn't going to.
No, and I don't think it bothered him. Like, honestly, he thought it was funny, too. Because, you know, sometimes you got to learn how to laugh at yourself, right? Like, you have to learn how to laugh at yourself. I mean, what the comedian said about him having a baby, you know, at 80 something, whatever, like, it's funny.
Well, he knows that
everybody,
that's
what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, he himself thinks it's funny. Like, you have to learn how to laugh at your own things.
I,
right?
I don't think that what he said about Taylor was such a big deal. I don't know why she got so upset.
I don't think so either. Well, first of all, the people that go there already know the people that are in the room, that especially the more popular ones are going to know that they're going to pick on them. You know, it's just mm-hmm. like when you go to a comedy show, right? Like, you mm-hmm. know, if you're sitting in the front row or if you walk in late or whatever it may be, if you're too loud, they're going to pick on you. There's a good chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's first of all. And second of all, I don't think what Joe Coy said to her was offensive. Like, I thought it was cute. It's like what everybody else is saying. Like, you know,
I mean, maybe if he would have been like, oh, I see you're alone tonight. You have another breakup type of thing.
Uh-huh,
you know,
that's mean. That would have been mean. I don't like the mean spirited. You're absolutely mm-hmm. right. You know, for making that.
Otherwise, it wasn't a big deal at all.
No, I thought it was cute. You know, I mean, I thought it was cute. I mean, I don't think it was offensive at all. I thought her reaction was. I thought her reaction was mean because she like rolled her eyes. She took a sip of her drink and she like looked forward. Like, she could have made it playful. She could have laughed about it. But then again, mm-hmm. she's been getting that a lot. So maybe it's hasta el último pelo. You know what I mean? That they always say the same thing to her. Oh, you're taking up all the camera time, you know? Mm-hmm. And she's already explained in her interview she doesn't know that that's happening while she's inside the suite watching the game, that she's there to support, you know, him. And she doesn't know that the camera is the whole time on her.
Speaking of him, what's he taking so long to, you know, propose for? What's happening? Why is he taking so long?
Because he's a smart man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that what you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it's too early. And they're both very busy. Well, first of all, his focus right now should be on football. Because, mm-hmm. you know, they want to go to the Super Bowl and they want to win the Super Bowl. So right now, he's not thinking of proposing. I mean, his team would be very upset. And so would all his fans, because his mind should be in the game. The season will be over soon.
Listen to you. What are you, a coach now? Are you an NFL coach now?
He could be my son. He's 32 years old. So I'm like, as his parents, as a coach.
Oh my God, he's only 32.
Yes, as whatever, you know, that's the kind of advice that I would give him. And as his partner as well. Like, if I was dating him, I would never think. Actually, I would lose respect for him.
I just had a bruja vision. He's going to win the Super Bowl. He's going to be holding that cup. And then he's going to get on his knee in front of everyone and say, marry me. Yes.
Eso me gusta más, right?
Yeah.
That's what a smart man does. But right now, his focus should be on football, getting to the Super Bowl, winning. Unless it's against Miami Dolphins. Because, of course, with the Dolphins, the Dolphins. Yeah. We want the Dolphins to win. But if not them, and then after that, we'll see, you know, she's always going to be there. And the relationship is just, you know, getting stronger. So that's good.
Well, Alexia, it's always a pleasure gossiping with you, chismeando, ay por favoring, catching up on holidays. And I'll see you tomorrow at my birthday.
Yes.
Alrighty. Thank you for making the reservation.
Fun. Yes. We'll celebrate you tomorrow. Yeah. And Wednesday and all month long. I love that all my friends love to celebrate all month.
Don't tell anyone how old I am.
No, age is just a number.
That's right.
And you look better every day.
That's what I think.
That's how it is. Well, guys, thank you for listening. We love you. We adore you. We wish you a healthy and happy new year. 2024 is going to be an amazing year. I feel it. It's going to be great. Write down all your goals, envision what you want to do this year, and go for it.
We need to share our vision boards. Teach people how to make a good vision board. We'll have a little vision board tutorial.
Okay.
Because we're good at manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm manifesting all day long.
Things to look forward to, everyone. A manifestation tutorial board from the professors.
Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at iPorFavorPodcast. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. Hasta luego. Hasta la próxima.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barata papá. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.